BC United leader Kevin Falcon said Friday, May 24, he has a clear conscience, after confirming that talks about a proposed non-competition framework with the Conservative Party of BC under John Rusted had ended after two meetings. Falcon said Rusted rejected the proposal following talks on May 2 and May 22. I have to tell you today that John Rusted ultimately made the decision that that's not something that he wants to proceed with, and he is going to put his personal ambitions, as he views them, above the best interests of the province, Falcon said. While I may disagree with his decision, I respect the fact that the decision has been made and we are going to go forward. Rusted said in statement that it was Falcon, who would do absolutely anything for power, in dismissing the offer. Kevin Falcon says publicly that he wants to put his ego aside, but privately, any discussions or offers have been completely unserious and dishonest, Rusted said. Rusted also reiterated his promise that the Conservatives would run candidates in 93 ridings in framing the election as a choice between his party and the BC NDP under Premier David Eby. He later said in an interview that the discussions were unofficial, while calling the proposed non-competition framework non-workable and non-starter because it would have led to another NDP government. However, we are interested and we are still interested in having conversations with anybody that wants to work under the Conservative banner who wants to put an end to Premier David Eby's radical government here in British Columbia, he said. This exchange comes just days after a poll had shown the Conservatives at 32% with BC United tied at 12% with the BC Greens. The non-competition framework proposed by BC United would have fallen short of a merger, but it would have protected the party's respective incumbents, 15 for BC United, 2 for the Conservatives, from candidates from the other party. BC Conservatives would have run 47 candidates and BC United would have run 46 candidates, because BC United has more incumbents to protect. The parties would have divided up the seats in a draft format, whereby the provincial Conservatives could have made three choices for each one that BC United had made until each party had picked the same number of ridings, including ridings with incumbents. From that point, the parties would have alternated choices until reaching the agreed-upon number seats for each party. Related. Poll gives BC Conservatives no reason to cooperate with BC United. Analyst. Related. BC Premier marks last day of legislature with campaign-style rally speech. Related. BC United, BC Conservatives look for common ground to defeat NDP. Related. New Abacus poll shows BC Conservatives within 6 points of BC NDP. Related. BC United, BC Conservative merger, pretty unlikely, political scientist. Related. BC United being pulled to the right, but can't alienate centrists. SFU professor. The two parties would have been responsible for their own campaigns and fundraising, but would not have attacked each other during the campaign. The agreement also included provisions for a potential coalition government after the election. If their combined total seats had exceeded the seats of the BC NDP, the parties would have agreed to form a coalition government. The leader of the party with the most seats would have become premier, while the leader of the party with the fewer seats would have become deputy premier and held a senior cabinet posts. Cabinet seats would have been allocated relative to the number of seats held by each party. We put forward a very, I think, generous and reasonable potential framework for how we could have had a sort of non-compete agreement, and I can look people in the eye and say, we gave it our best shot, and it was legitimate, Falcon said. Falcon, however, explicitly refused to rule out a coalition government after the election. He warned against speculation at this stage, but added that he would always do the right thing for the free enterprise system in BC. This is British Columbia, folks, he said. A lot can change in a week and a lot can change in 5 months, so seatbelt yourself in and wait to see what happens, he said. But I want you to know that I trust British Columbians, and British Columbians are going to look very carefully. Falcon later acknowledged some commonalities with Conservatives on economic issues. But I make no apology for the fact that they have very problematic candidates, and in the coming months, it's going to be apparent. Falcon said his party will now focus on the campaign ahead. I don't want to say that the gloves are off, against the Conservatives, but we are going to be very open about the fact that they have got some candidates that are extremely problematic and that most British Columbians would say that is far too extreme. Rusted said BC United would be lucky to elect anybody, when asked about a possible coalition after the election based on current polls. However, the objective of the Conservative Party of BC is to prevent David Eby and his radical policies from governing in BC, he said. If there is an opportunity to take them down, I would do everything I can to take them down as quickly as possible. When asked about Falcon's comments about the Conservatives having problematic candidates, Rusted said the party has a vetting process. If Kevin Falcon has something to bring forward, I suggest that he do just that, Rusted said. If we missed something, that is something we have to look at and address. But I'm proud of the team we have put together. Reactions to the end of talks between the two parties has varied according to their respective interests. Yesterday we announced that over 600 new affordable homes are coming to Metro Van, BC's housing minister and BC NDP House leader Ravi Kalone wrote on X. Today these guys are squabbling over who killed their backroom deal. BC can't afford the nonsense these guys would bring in. Yesterday we announced that over 600 new affordable homes are coming to Metro Van. Today these guys are squabbling over who killed their backroom deal. BC can't afford the nonsense these guys would bring in. We will stay focused on being there for people. https://t.co/lk2fnspd4x Ravi Kalone. At Kalonrov, May 24, 2024.